Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Forest Park Museum curator Pete Malmberg and Ken Keffer, the outreach coordinator for Dallas County Conservation. So Ken and Pete, thank you both for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
So Ken, first of all, you are new to this position. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what it means to be the outreach coordinator.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. My background's actually, I grew up in Wyoming, and then I've lived in a lot of different places, you know, around the country and stuff, but I've been in Iowa for about a year now. And I started with a background in biology and then sort of transitioned into the communications and outreach. So I worked as an environmental educator and a naturalist, most recently in Wisconsin. And my role here in Dallas County is going to be the outreach stuff. So it's a lot of the media stuff, the website, social media, as well as some events and helping out. It's really a great spot to work.
All right, so what do you think about Dallas County Conservation and Harry as well so far?
Yeah, you know, this is such a neat part of the world. There's so much cool things happening. The staff's great. I'm really kind of on board quick, and they're helping me hit the ground running. And, you know, I like the Dallas County area because it's kind of like that interface between the urban and the rural. You know, some of these great heritage spots here in the county. And Dallas County's got everything. They've got some water trails. They've got the bike trail, you know, we'll talk about. They've got some conservation habitat areas, some hunting areas. So it's really a little bit of everything to offer. So it's really a great place to work. And I'm excited just to explore myself. I was out camping at Keene the other day.
Now, you mentioned the trail system. And one of the things that you're kind of dealing with now, the Raccoon River Valley Trail has been nominated for recognition, correct?
Yeah, so this was through the Rails to Trails Conservancy Program, and our very own Raccoon River Valley Trail is nominated for the Hall of Fame. And so it relies on us to get out there and vote. So I'd encourage everyone to follow us on the Dallas County Facebook page. We've got links to the voting, you know, but it's such a great honor. You know, I know it's kind of cliche, but it's just an honor to be nominated, but it really does showcase how wonderful our backyard is.
All right, so when can people vote for that and how can they do it?
So the voting is going to be online. You can either go through the Dallas County Facebook page, the Conservation Board Facebook, or to railstotrails.org, and you can vote as many times as you want. It's unlimited voting until Friday. So get on the old computer, you know, and pound away. You know, I know Iowa loves to vote, so let's get out there and represent.
All right, well, Ken Keffer, new outreach coordinator for Dallas County Conservation, anything else that you wanted to add before we move on to Pete?
I just want to thank everyone for, you know, kind of making me feel welcome here in Dallas County. I look forward to meeting so many more folks.
All right. Well, Pete Malmberg, we will now bring in Forest Park Museum curator. Some stuff going on with the Forest Park, some updates to the exhibits. What can you tell me about what's going on there?
We had an idea a while back for a bone dig, and our naturalist, Cindy Blobaum, put that in. That's an outside area people can dig for skulls and other bones. Kids and people of all ages, they've really enjoyed it. So that's been kind of a fun outdoor exhibit. And Cindy put a Three Sisters Garden in, which is the corn, squash, beans combination. People have enjoyed that as well. And then we're in the process of putting more audios in, which has been ongoing. People love the schoolhouse with the new audio, so that has been a great success. So we're on a good roll with that. I'm really, really pleased. Snake feeding is Mondays at 10 a.m. through the end of October. So I know the audience out there has mixed reactions to that. Some of them love them and some of them won't even walk in the building. So the ones that love them come out and see them at 10 o'clock and bring their grandkids.
Out of curiosity, what are you feeding these snakes?
Frozen mice, and there's a whole long story behind this, but I used to be able to get mice in Iowa, frozen mice that were breeders for. Well, now people don't generally want people breeding mice in town anymore because the smell coming out of the house. So typically they're bred out of state now in big laboratories. So we buy a giant box to last 6 months, and that also feeds our owl, Strix, which I'm sure Ken will be talking about in the next few months too, different things that Strix is up to and Strix's appearances.
All right. Now, you also have an assortment of programs. You had a couple already in July, but there are several more coming up in July. It's a busy time of the year for Dallas County Conservation. So what are some of the upcoming programs?
Very busy. And we are really, really concerned about the whole pollinator issue. So we are tackling on Mondays is Milkweed Mondays, July 9th to August 6th. That's the Keene Conservation Area, 8:30 to 9 a.m., and in 2015, they planted 9 different kinds of native milkweed plants. And I had not known there were that many before. I knew the basic ones, but there was actually 9. So these are hosts for the monarch butterfly larva and many other butterflies. And we're noticing the public is really interested in butterflies. So that's been a big plus. And they're really interested in bees. So Ken and I may need to work with them on planning some bee programs in the future. So we'll work on that. So come learn firsthand about the various varieties and which animals they attract by helping us survey each plant. So they'll see how many larvae are on each plant. That type thing. It's free, no registration required.
Now, coming up after that, you have Pioneer Day. This sounds like a lot of fun. What can you tell me about this event?
Yes, that's something that Cindy developed. She has a little red wagon that our maintenance staff has worked up into like a kit where you build your own tiny red wagon and you can take it on the trail. It's great fun. Or you can take it down the ditches, but you can even try a creek crossing if you're bold enough for that. So we let them do a variety of things with that. We actually have two of these red wagons. One of them you can assemble in the museum and it stays in the museum. The other one goes out on the trail. So the Pioneer Day is something she wanted to try to celebrate the whole pioneer background. And in Utah, of course, Pioneer Day is a official state holiday celebrating when Brigham Young first entered the Salt Lake Valley. And that's a big deal. So she's basically honoring that and honoring the whole pioneer heritage. On Tuesday, July 24th, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., pre-registration is appreciated. There'll be an hour of hands-on activities recreating parts of the journey across Dallas County and across the Oregon Trail. And then there'll also be a whole experience on pioneer 1850s life. So some chores and games, other things. I'm sure she'll have some of that there. We've been doing a lot more of that with the kids, and they have a great time. Obviously, we get the two-man saw out. We have to have proper adult supervision. We get out buckets and that type of thing where we haul the buckets around with the head yokes, and they have a great time.
All right, and no danger of anyone dying of dysentery in that event.
No, and we do control what they eat on that. You know, the pioneers are great about, oh, let's sample this berry or something, and we don't do that. And we're not challenging people to try and do survival treks living on elm buds and whatever fish they can noodle out of creeks. So that's some other people we know, but not us right now. So, oh, on Monday, July 16th, Joe, we've got an all-day toys and games where I'll just have a variety of toys and games from the museum collection that are out, and people can play with those at their leisure. I'll have some in the library and other buildings, and I'll scatter them around. I've got cast iron toys. I've got a variety of games from several local donors. I mean, some really neat board games, so that'll be cool. And then I don't want to forget to mention, Joe, on Sunday, July 29th, 1:30, I wish he could be here today, but he was tied up today. Sean Riley, our excellent intern this summer, is going to do a program on conscientious objectors in Dallas County. And there's a fascinating and kind of grim history of that in Dallas County, going back to World War I, where some people did not want to support the World War I effort and were very against it, were pacifists, especially the Brethren and the Quakers. So some of those people were actually attacked. Their houses were painted yellow. Somebody tried to kidnap one's little daughter. I mean, crazy things. So he's going to talk about that whole history of conscientious objectors in World War I and World War II in Dallas County. So that'll be a great lecture. That's Sunday, July 29th at 1:30.
All right. So like I said, lots of great events coming up here in July with Dallas County Conservation. Anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Please come out and visit all our parks and museums. Now, remember, the main buildings are air conditioned. So even on the hottest days, you can come out. You don't have to go to the outbuildings. Somebody was joking with us we could have a cooling center. They were nice and cool. So thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you, Pete, for joining me, and Ken as well. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ken Keffer and Pete Malmberg. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.